Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control.
Praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Yes, you are now once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. We come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What a mighty God we serve. I am so excited to have a special guest on tonight who will be delivering God's word very shortly. So for you faithful listeners that faithfully tunes in, and for the new listeners on tonight that's tuning in for the first time, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with my special guest on tonight, Minister, Associate Minister Willie Hamilton will be delivering God's word on tonight. He is a member of the Christ Divine Love Missionary Baptist Church, which is located in Detroit, Michigan. And his pastor is none other than Pastor Cleophas C. Jackson, Sr. Is the pastor there. So once again, Associate Minister Willie Hamilton will be bringing forth God's word very shortly. We always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all listeners if you will please pray with me. Why? Because we serve an awesome God. He is worthy to be praised. He can not only hear our prayers, but he can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, it's once again, we come touching and agreeing on one accord that you are God and you are God alone, and you're worthy of our praise. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth, Heavenly Father. We bless your name because you're truly worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have allowed us to wake up and see this another day that you have made and that we arose with our in our right minds. Heavenly Father, that we did not wake up to bad news. So we just thank you for who you are. We thank you for every angel that you have encamped all around your people throughout the day and through the night. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. Heavenly Father, we come asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself and my guests and my entire family, and also my guest, Associate Minister Willie Hamilton and his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, because your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we are so grateful on tonight for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. It's through him that we are first and foremost, we are saved in his name. And then when we do falter and when we do sin, we can come through him and be forgiven. We just give you glory, honor, and praise for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. And Father, we come now lifting up all those that have agreed on tonight. I lift up my sister in Christ, Sister Bridget, on tonight, and the loss of her son on yesterday. And all those that have lost loved ones for whatever reasons, even those that have lost loved ones due to the coronavirus all around the world, continue to bless them, continue to strengthen them, continue to lift up their hearts and their minds to look unto the hills from which cometh their help. Let them know that you are still God, and let them feel your presence, your peace, and your joy, even in their hour of bereavement. And let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We continue to lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. I continue to lift up my Uncle Malachi in Greensboro, North Carolina. I lift up my twin sister, Jeanette Jones, and her husband, Ken, and my nephew, their son, Brad. You know the situation, Lord, and I know that you're able. You're still healing, you're still delivering, and you're still setting your people free for your glory. So touch, heal, and deliver all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. And I continue to lift up my cousin, Fanny Johnson, and her son, Daryl, Minister Daryl Johnson, to you. Heavenly Father, that you will have your way in their lives, that you will get the glory. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray and lift up all those that may be tuned in on tonight who do not know your son, Jesus Christ, as their personal Lord and Savior, who is not saved in his name. We lift them up to you on tonight, that as your word go forth through your man of God, Minister Willie Hamilton, on tonight, and through your Holy Spirit, that something will be said that will touch their hearts and prick their hearts and their minds to the point they will open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts and save them on tonight. And once they are saved, they too will come to know, walk in and live in and fulfill their individual God purpose in the earth that will give you glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Heavenly Father, we lift up our sisters and brothers in Jerusalem and in Israel to you, Heavenly Father. You said we are to pray for our sisters and brothers in Israel and in Jerusalem. So we lift them up to you on tonight. In the name of Jesus, that your will be done. And also, Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, that you will help us now to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, that you alone will get the glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless every faithful listener that tunes into this ministry and worldwide platform, even to the new listeners on tonight. Bless them as well, and that you will grant them the desires of their hearts, that you will get the glory is our prayer. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Have your way, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, our spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, it's still true, only what you do for Christ will last. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, it's still true, only what you do for Christ will last. Before I bring on my guest on tonight, he's going to share a testimony first. I'm going to ask Minister Willie Hamilton to share a testimony very shortly, but I want to make these a few announcements, and I'm asking our listeners, again, that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to take notes as we go through God's Word together on tonight. But also take these announcements down, if you will. Every first Thursday night, Tawan Eppinger brings forth God's Word. And then every third Saturday night, the Sunday School Superintendent, Deacon Edward Blakely, brings forth God's word every third Saturday night. Minister Tawan Eppinger and also Deacon, the Sunday School Superintendent, Deacon Edward Blakely, they're both members of the Morning Star Baptist Church where Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor, and I serve as the musician there. Also, on this coming, I'm not this coming, yet next Thursday night, the 25th of March, and then also on the 27th of March, which will be next Saturday, the following Saturday, Saturday after next, my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, he is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be delivering God's word. Again, Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries from Greensboro, North Carolina, will be delivering God's word on Thursday, March the 25th, and then also on Saturday, March the 27th. I am so excited to announce that God has blessed one of my nieces, my youngest brother's daughter. And by the way, before I make her announcement, I want you all to make a note on Thursday night, April the 15th. Thursday night, April 15th, my youngest brother, Herbert Charles Brown, he is a retired police officer. He has been blessed to write a book as well. And this book is titled, Don't Skip the Process, Making Life's Challenges Work for You. He will be my special guest on Thursday, April the 15th. And for those of you that tuned in on last Saturday night, you know that I had my youngest sister, Vinetta Burney, on the show. She's also a blessed author, and God has blessed her to write four. She's working on a fifth book now. So she was my special guest on this past Thursday, Saturday night. All of my shows are kept in archives, so if you ever want to go back to pull up any show that's already been done, you can go to my website, which is blogtalkradio.com/servantsambassadorsvessels. You can always go to that website and pull up any shows that you missed, and you might want to be blessed by them as well. So, again, Herbert Charles Brown, my youngest brother, will be on Thursday, April the 15th, my youngest brother will be on as my special guest. Again, he's the author of the book titled Don't Skip the Process, Making Life Challenges Work for You. His book is also available now at Amazon.com. But I am so grateful that God has blessed his oldest daughter, my niece, Kayla Brown. She has now obtained her realtor's license. She is now a part of the Century 21 family. If you are looking to purchase your first home or your dream home in Michigan, let Kayla Brown help make it a reality for you. Once again, my niece, Kayla Brown, has obtained her realtor's license, and she's connected with Century 21. So if you want to purchase your first home, if you're looking to purchase your first home or your dream home in the state of Michigan, let Kayla Brown help make it a reality for you. She can be reached at, her cell phone number is area code 313-992-5562. Her office phone number is area code 734-464-6400. Her email address is kayla brown.c21@gmail.com. So also finally, my youngest sister's children's website and store is up and running for her little Josh the Guard. All his little items, his books, his coloring books, his puzzles, T-shirts, little pillows that the children love, and even he have a little theme song that goes with it. So her store is up and running. If you have children between the age of 3 to, say, 7 or 8 years old, and you want to purchase these items individually or as a package deal, you can go to her website, which is www.joshjoshjoshtheguard.com, and be a blessing to the little ones in your life. So right now, before we go to our music break, I'm going to ask my guest on tonight, Minister Willie Hamilton, if he would please share with the worldwide listening audience a testimony first. First of all, Minister Willie Hamilton, Once again, he is the Associate Minister of Christ's Divine Love Missionary Baptist Church, which is here in Detroit, Michigan, and his pastor is Cleophas C. Jackson, Sr. Minister Willie Hamilton, I am so grateful to have you on this worldwide platform tonight, and I know that you're going to deliver God's word. But before you do that, before I go to our music break, would you please share with me and our worldwide listeners a testimony, please?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Brown. I'm glad to be on your ministry tonight. Truly, I have had wonderful experience with God. I'm really from South Carolina, and I was on my way to Denver, Colorado, and I came through Detroit. And miraculously, that's how I met Ms. Hamilton on New Year's Day at her place. But through it all, there has been times that I had incidents of having a job, making good money, and I stepped out on faith to do a business, to own my own business with no experience. And I lost everything, but God fixed it so that I was able to supply the things that my family need. And how God works in prayer is one of the things. I had a very low income, and I was working at that time. And our furnace was about to blow up one night, and smelled gas in the house. And I called the gas company, and they came out and said they had turned the gas off, that we wasn't going to live the next day. And it was in the middle of the winter. Snow was everywhere. And I said, Lord, I don't have no way to go and take the family to a hotel. I said, will you please keep this house at least 75 degrees so it'll stay warm until I get this furnace fixed? I didn't know how to fix it. Everybody called. They could not come out there. They didn't work on that type of furnace. And I said, Lord, I don't know how to fix it. I said, but if men put it together, I know how to tear it down. So I asked him to show me how to take it apart and put it back together. And I worked on it 3 days. The house stayed warm the whole time. And that whole week, the temperature did not go down at all. And I had a little bit of baby and two other toddlers running around the house. And all of us stayed warm. God would answer prayer. And I've seen it and went through it. So anybody going through any kind of problem, just put your trust in God, because he will fix it for you. And the last thing is, the way that I'm working now, I'm retired. I'm 77. Thank God, still in good health. And I've seen my wife go through cancer. The doctor didn't even know anything about this, and she probably told you a few weeks ago. And I was able to service her and care for her. And that brought back the vows that we have said in our marriage vow. Death, sickness, and health, all that came back to me, that vow. And through this sickness and health, many people, many of the men will walk away from their wives when they got sick like that. But the Lord kept us together, and I didn't want to walk away. I helped her when she was just like a little baby. And I just thank God for that, and also thank God for tonight, for Mr. Brown, for Brother Brown, for allowing me to come on tonight. And we're going to talk about praying. God bless you. Back to you, Brother Brown.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What a powerful testimony on tonight. God is a keeper, and I'm a witness, too. And I know we have some listeners on the line that can verify the witnesses as well, that God will answer prayer. If we can continue to hold on to our faith and don't let go of God's unchanging hand, he will answer prayer, because he is a promise keeper. I am so grateful for both of your testimonies. And your wife was on last Thursday night, and I thank God for her testimony, and I thank God for you sticking by her side. Like you said, through the marriage vow, through sickness and health, you stood by your wife, even though some men or maybe a wife may walk away from their husband when they get sick and down and out, and they can't help themselves. They walk away from them. But you stuck to your marriage vows. You stuck to your vows to the Lord and to your wife, as well as to yourself. And so that is a blessing within itself. So thank God for you on tonight for sharing those two powerful testimonies on tonight. And I love that when my guest comes on and they share their testimonies because God said in his word that he would share his glory with no one. And so just like you have been blessed and through your wife's sickness, you stood by her side and you were there to be a blessing to her, and she's still here. And you, your testimonies have blessed me. And just like someone else needs to hear that testimony on tonight to know that just like God blessed you through your testimonies, he's the same God.
Mm-hmm.
He has no respect of person. He can do the same thing for them if they just trust him and believe in faith. So I thank you for sharing your testimonies on tonight, Minister Willie Hamilton. I thank you so much for sharing those powerful testimonies. We're going to go to our music break real quick, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to yield the mic to Minister Willie Hamilton. And again, I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along as we go through God's word together on tonight. Enjoy the music break.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to switch it. Hold on just one second. I'm going to switch it. Not that one. I'm going to do the other one. There we go. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise you, the Lord. Total praise. God deserves our total praise. No matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through, no matter what man may say, our God, the Most High God, deserves our total praise. I want to say to the listening audience, I want to give a great shout out real quick before I bring on Minister Willie Hamilton to my bishop, Bishop James A. Jennings. Bishop James A. Jennings, we just finished celebrating his 31st pastoral anniversary. And also, I want to give a great shout-out to my church family, the Greatest Shield of Faith Baptist Church. Since some of the members are dialed in on tonight, I want to give a shout-out to them as well. Pastor Norman King from Greensboro, North Carolina, is on the line. He always faithfully dials in, even though he delivered God's word over this worldwide platform. He has dialed in once again on tonight. Again, he's the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina. And also I want to give a shout-out to Pastor Isaiah Tillman, Jr., the pastor of the Morning Star Baptist Church family. Pastor Isaiah Tillman, Jr. and his wife, First Lady Jean Tillman, and the Morning Star Baptist Church family. I want to give a shout-out to them as well. So right now we are ready to receive God's man, Pastor Minister Willie Hamilton, to receive what God is going to say through him, through his word on tonight. Minister Willie Hamilton, I now yield the mic to you.
God bless you. Bless the Lord, everyone who's on the line. Tonight will be our special message about there is power in praying. Many people think they know how to pray, but they don't know how to pray. Tonight we're going to tell you how you can pray and even increase in your praying. It is found in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 through 23. That's the King James Version. It says in the 19th verse, have therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, a heart sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. And let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he has made it faithful, that he has promised. Now, according to the Bible, the power of faith is quite simple. The power of God, who hears and answers prayer. The power of faith does not flow from us. It is not special words we'll say or special ways that we say them, even how often we say them. The power of prayer is not based on certain direction we face or certain position of our bodies. But the power of prayer does not come the use of artifacts or candles or beads. Some people believe in those things that they can get a prayer to. But I'm sorry, it doesn't work like that. But the power of prayer comes from the Almighty One, who hears our prayer and answers them. Prayer places us in contact with the Almighty God, and we should expect Almighty results. Whether or not he chooses to grant us our position or petitions and deny our requests is up to God. But whatever the answer to our prayers, the God whom we pray is the source of the power of prayer. He can and will answer us according to his perfect will and timing. As the song says, you cannot hurry God, but you have to wait on him. But when he does show up, he's always on time. God will answer sometime yes, sometime no, and sometime he said, wait, my child, because we don't need it right then. But thank God for Christ's sacrifice allowed us to boldly petition God's throne. We have confidence to enter God's presence as it is found on the blood of Jesus and his priest ministry. Faith accepts the Bible record of who Jesus is and what he has accomplished on our behalf. The believers accept the benefits of what Jesus did. Now, we continually draw near to God with a blameless heart and faith, but we must worship from a true heart, that is, with a sincere purpose. It must be based on an assurance of justified, which means that just as if we had not sinned, with the power of the blood of Christ, and that's Romans chapter 5, verse 1, and the sanctifying cleanses the word of God, which is Ephesians 5, 26. And the scriptures will shape our thinking as we devote time to prayer. We need to take time to set aside to pray with the Lord and turn off the TVs and all our computers and stuff and take time, let God talk to us, and we talk to him. And as we are waiting upon God, we praise and we give thanksgiving. And the scripture says, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. 1 Chronicles 16 and 11. But one thing I like about it, God said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Even while we're going through all of this situation here in our lives, the Lord would like us to do these things. Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is wicked. And that's Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. But through all that we're watching and praying and ups and downs, things going good, some going bad, but we have to continually and honestly in prayer, being fervent in it with thanksgiving, Colossians chapter 1 and verse 2, and keep praying without ceasing. You don't have to be on your knees to pray. You don't have to be in the same place. No matter what you are, sitting down, laying down, walking down the street, driving, even on your job, even in church, no matter where you are, you can continue to pray. Especially in our school, you continue to pray and cease not praying and asking God to bless you and guide you through everything. And that's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. But one thing I know, that the effective prayer of a righteous man availeth much. James 5 and 16b. But you, beloved, building yourself up on the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit in Jude 20. Now, sometimes we have to realize that people don't know exactly how to pray. I know we do the Lord's Prayer, and which is the disciples' prayer. That's in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9. But in there, there's praise, there's petition in there, there's thanksgiving. A lot is in their prayer. And the way we have things going now is like, Lord, forgive us our daily bread. That don't mean just food only. That means everything that we stand in the need of. We ask him for it, not someone else who have a whole lot of money and everything, think they're going to help us. Our help comes from the Lord. And when you pray to him sincerely, he will deliver you, and he will supply you, and you will see a different blessing, see a different way of thinking and different way of going to God. Now, there is a way I want to tell you about the parts of prayer. Now, remember the book of Acts, A-C-T-S. Now, A is for adoration. That means to love on God. It goes like this. I adore you, God. I love you, God, with my whole heart, my mind, my body, and strength. You are so worthy of all the glory, the honor, dominion, and power. You give it everything to him, and you're looking for him. Because with your heart, you know, it comes from deep within inside. A lot of us have knowledge, and we know all the T's, not all the I's and all like that. That's fine, but you need to know God for yourself. When you go to him, you go in sincere, in your heart. Talk to him that way. And let your mind think about God. There's a lot of books and everything out there. It's good education, but the best education is in the Holy Bible. It tells you the past, present, and future. And in your body is the living temple of God and a testimony to God. People watch us who are saving saints more than they read their Bible. And so we have to walk circumspectly before everybody. We can't say anything, can't go anywhere unless God sees you there and he tell you what to say and what you got to ask him, because those who are saved, you're not your own anymore. Christ bought us with his precious blood on Calvary Cross. And then the strength is that we have, no matter how old you are, it means from the baby all the way up, your strength is in the Lord. Physical strength and mental strength. The strength is in God's word, how to know what to say, how to, you don't remember everything because you can't, but you know how to go and find it in the Bible, because that is our testimony. That is our main book, and that is our computer right there. It's been wrote a long time ago, but it's still effective of today. You are, and in this it said, you are so worthy of all the glory. We don't have any glow. We won't post, slap us on the back and say, we did a good job. That's fine. Thanks. But it all comes from God. And then the honor and power, all that comes from God. But the C is confession. Confession is made for unknown sins and known sins. We have to confess every day of our life, sins and faith, because we still sin in this old body. We can't help it. But we don't practice sin, but we have to ask for forgiveness for the sin. No matter if we might have said something wrong or did something wrong and didn't know we did it, if we didn't know we did it, have to get confession and get ourselves together. The Holy Spirit reveals what to confess. We do this to clean up, to enter the presence of the Holy Spirit and in the presence of God. The T is for thanksgiving. We praise him for all the things he has done for us and is doing for us and what he's going to do for us. We have to stay in tune with God at all times. And the S is supplication. It comes in two parts. Ask on the behalf of others or for their needs. Get yourself out the way and look at others and see what they need. Ask the Lord to save them, supply their needs, show them how to get help, the right kind of help, how to follow him. And then when you get through with everything that the Lord has led you to say and do, then ask on your own behalf for your needs, because we all need something. And then we are able to go and help our children. They definitely in need of us. And also in need of Christ. We have so many children, teenagers and all, young people are going the wrong way, trying to find love in the wrong, and on a one-way street, I should put it that way, because what they're looking at and using is temporary, and they're going to end up losing their lives and everything else. Our job is to reach out, touch them, and show them how Jesus wants them to follow him while they are young. When you get up in age, you can't go anymore, but you can call someone like that, not taking the age because they're not getting out there. But some people wait till the last minute and they want to accept Christ, and then what can you do to help someone else? But can't hardly talk. But while you got the strength and the blood running warm in your vein, do something for the Lord. And tell our young people there is power in praying, because we have to pray to the Father. And the parents, when I come up, they were praying for me when I was out there acting crazy and could have got killed by a train. But thank God the train stopped. And like you saw in the movie, the car went across and the train went by. It was through prayer. But this is where we come in, that power is in prayer. And so we have to continue with our prayers with the Lord, because of one great big thing that Jesus did for us. And that is that one day he took the cross and went to Calvary with your sins and my sins on his shoulder. And as he got up there, and he nailed his hands and lifted his feet, and they lifted him up, and they said in the scripture, even before that happened, said, when they lift me up, I'll draw all men unto me. And it happened. Everybody down in the valley and from all around could see Jesus on that cross, including the other two thieves. And one thief had sense enough to confess and say, I know you didn't do anything. And I'm paraphrasing that. But Now, forgive me, because I know I did wrong. And Jesus stopped dying to save this man on the cross. And then after they gave Jesus that vinegar, he tasted it, he said, it is finished. And he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He gave up the ghost and released it into his Father's hand, and he died. But he didn't stay dead, thank God. He was dead for 3 days in another man's tomb. But that third day, early that third day, Jesus rose with all power in his hand, and he liveth, sitting on the right-hand side of the Father in heaven, pleading for our case. He's an intercessor for us. When we do wrong, he said, Father, I already paid that bill and all that debt for him. Give him another chance. And when we pray in the Father, to the Father, in Jesus' name, it will be answered, because there is power in praying. And I know for myself, because it's happening every day of my life and your life, and you see it right now, because the things are going on now could be worse. But thank God he's keeping it safe for all of us, the saints who are praying, because there's power and unity in prayer. And God bless you, and God keep you back in your hands, Brother Brown.
Praise the Lord on tonight. I am a witness, and I know that the listeners on tonight can verify and be a witness as well, that thank God for the prayers of the righteous. He said the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. And I do believe in my spirit that if it wasn't for those of us that are still saved in Jesus' name, who are praying on the behalf of even the sinners, even those that are spiritually blind, thank God for the people that have faith in God to know that, God still answers prayer, and that God has not caused this world to end because of the saints of God that are still in the earth seeking him daily and through the night, praying and being prayer warriors, standing in the gap for those that are unsaved, standing in the gap for our family members that have gone astray, standing in the gap for our brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus who are saved in his name, but sometimes we can feel like we want to give up and throw in the towel, start getting rough. So we thank God for the knowing that there is power in prayer. We do know that our Heavenly Father is still answering prayer. He's a prayer-hearing and a prayer-answering God. He is a promise keeper.
Yes.
He don't go back on his word. He don't get amnesia like man. See, man may tell you one thing, and then the next minute he act like he forgot what he said. But God don't forget. So he said, you said, Minister Hamilton, I like what you said, and it's true. He's an on-time God. He may not come when we want him. I used to hear my mother say this as a young boy growing up in the church and also around the house. She would be praying to the Lord. And I didn't understand what she was talking about, but I know now for myself. It's personal. You got to know this for yourself. And God was hearing my mother's prayers even as she was raising the nine of us by herself. She was called out to the Lord in prayer. She was a prayer warrior. And I just thank God to know that my mother was a prayer warrior. I thank God that we have mothers of the church that are prayer warriors. We have men and women of God that God has anointed and appointed for such a time as this, who are teaching and preaching his word. They're praying on the behalf of their members. They're standing in the gap. They're watching out for their souls. They're watching out for our souls. And most of all, we thank God for Jesus. Jesus prayed for us. Thank you, Jesus, that he prayed for us. He had us on his mind, and he took the time, and he prayed for us. Even while he was on the cross dying for us, he prayed for us. So thank God that we know without a doubt that there is power in prayer. So, Minister Willie Hamilton, I just want to say to you, thank you for delivering that word on tonight. Someone needed to hear that word. Someone, I believe, was about to throw in the towel. They was about to give up on God. They was about to let doubt and fear take over. But God sent a word through you to let them know that there is power in prayer, no matter how it looks, no matter how bad it looks, no matter what the situation is. You keep on holding on to God's unchanging hands and continue to stand on faith, continue to keep on praying to God. And I like what you said. It's so true, and I'm a witness. You know, God wants to hear from us when we pray. It's a two-way communication. That's a two-way street. Sometimes we just pray and we do all the talking. But sometimes we get to finish praying, we get up off our knees or get out of our bed or whatever the case may be, and we say our little piece to God, but we didn't give God a chance to respond. So sometimes we need to just, once we pray, be quiet. be still so that you can hear from God through his Holy Spirit. He will speak to you if you will be still. He said, be still and know that I am God. So I just thank God for you, Minister Willie Hamilton. I thank you for this word that God put in your spirit to deliver to me, not only me, but to the worldwide listeners on tonight. But before I release you, Minister Hamilton, on tonight, I'm going to give you an opportunity to share with the worldwide listeners. If someone wanted to contact you as to they want you to do a speaking engagement or whatever the case may be, how can the listeners reach you? And then after that, if you want to give any shout-outs, this is your opportunity.
Okay. They can contact me at 313-283-4646. 313-283-4646. That's my cell number, and you can contact me anytime, and I'll be glad to get back with you on any occasion, because my aim is to offer Christ to everyone, and I'll teach you how to go through the scriptures and find out how to do it. It's very easy. God bless you.
Amen. Oh, would you like to give any shout-outs at this time before I release you?
Thank you for Pastor Jackson at Christ Divine Love. We're doing the Zoom, and he's 90 years old, and he's still pastoring, and his son is the assistant pastor. And I just thank God for him because I went there to help them out as a musician just to play for his choir. And Lord have blessed us to be together for now about 38 years now being together. And it's a wonderful feeling, a wonderful joy just to see him grow and to lean on us to help him to continue to run the church and do the services. And I thank you for letting me be able to be on your service to see all of this.
Amen. It's all to God being glorified. So I just thank God for putting your wife in my spirit to have her be my guest on last Thursday night. And then I turn around and have you on as tonight's man of God to deliver God's word. So I just thank God it's all God's doing. And we often hear people say, and it's marvelous in our eyes, because we know without a doubt that it's not about us. It's about God's word going forth with power that souls be saved. First and foremost, it's all about souls being saved, that backsliders will have a chance to come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through God's word, through his men and women that come forth over this worldwide platform delivering God's word. So it's not about you, Minister Willie Hamilton. It's not about me, even though I'm the host.
Right.
It's not about us. It's all about Jesus. It's all about God and getting the glory. That's what it's all about. So I thank you. Once again, I want to thank you for coming forth and sharing this word on tonight, because somebody needed to hear this word. I think you were a blessing to more people than we will ever know. But most of all, this was a powerful word. There is power in praying. And I can, again, testify and be a witness. I know for myself that there is power in praying. So I pray that the listeners have received this word and they were blessed by this word. Minister Willie Hamilton, you continue to be the man and the husband that God has anointed and appointed for you to be for such a time as this. You continue to stick by your pastor, a man of God that's over you in the body of Christ, and you continue to be a blessing to him and the church and your family, and God is going to continue to bless the works of your hands. As long as you continue to stay faithful to God, you haven't seen nothing yet. I'm still in awe over your testimony about how you stuck with your wife, because I remember her testimony, how she said she almost died 8 times, if I'm not mistaken, and she was a cancer survivor, just like I am. I'm a cancer survivor myself, but she said she almost died 8 times. But I thank God for you being the husband and the man of God that you are, that you stood by her side and you stuck to the wedding vows and you still together, and it's all because of God's grace and mercy that has kept us, and he's still keeping us. So I just want to say to you, once again, thank you for being faithful to God. Thank you for being faithful to your marriage. Thank you for being the family man that you are. And I thank you for coming forth over this worldwide platform, delivering a powerful word on tonight, that God will get the glory on tonight through you. Thank you so much. But right now, we're going to get it closed out for tonight. And I am going to ask all listeners, if you would please pray with me before we go off on tonight. I'm going to try to take this number down. If you don't forget, minister to Juan Eppinger. Again, he's a member of the Morningstar Baptist Church. He brings forth God's word over this worldwide platform every first Thursday night. But he have a prayer line 7 days a week, a prayer line. I'm going to give you all the number. If you want prayer, if you want to dial in, even if you don't want to pray yourself, you can tune in and be blessed by the prayers, because we are always standing in the gap. So his prayer line number is area code 602-610-2081. Once again, Minister Tawan Eppinger's prayer line, 7 days a week, at night, starts at 9 o'clock p.m., 7 days a week. Area code 602-610-2081. And the access code for that prayer line is 913-927. Once again, Minister Eppinger's prayer line access code is 913-927. So we're going to close out in prayer. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please pray with me. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for being the awesome God that you are. We thank you for being the Most High God. We thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. We continue to lift up our sisters and brothers in Christ all over the land, that you are moved by your Spirit, and that you will answer their prayers, because we do know that you are a promise keeper. You not only hear our prayers, but you answer our prayers, and it's all for your glory. Now, Lord, we thank you again for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us. We don't deserve it. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and our soon coming King. We thank you that the blood of Jesus still works, and it will never lose its power. We thank you for your promise that once we're saved in Jesus' name, nothing and no one can ever pluck us out of your hands. So we just thank you again for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you love us, and in spite of ourselves, you keep on doing great things for us, that you will be able to get the glory through us individually and then as a corporate body of believers all over the land. We love you. We thank you for loving us first and in spite of ourselves. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, once again, listeners, amen. Know that I love you. Most of all, know that God loves you even more. So we want to tell you once again on tonight, continue to encourage one another in God's word. Not your feelings, not your opinions, but according to God's word, continue to stand in the gap, pray for one another, and continue to encourage one another in God's word, that he alone will get the glory. Until this coming Saturday night, when Deacon Edward Blakely, the Sunday school superintendent of the Morning Star Baptist Church, will be delivering God's word. Until then, good night.
Good night.
You came to change my life. You thought I